Hey everybody, welcome again to our morning devos. As you are likely aware, we're in the book of Judges right now as we start this new series. And today's passage is Judges chapter 2, verses 6 through 15. Judges chapter 2, verses 6 through 15. Let me read this for us here. When Joshua dismissed the people of Israel went each to his inheritance to take possession of the land. And the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua, in all the days of the elders who outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great work that the Lord had done for Israel. And Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died at the age of 110 years. And they buried him within the boundaries of his inheritance in Timnath-Heres, in the hill country of Ephraim, north of the mountain of Gaash. And all that generation also were gathered to their fathers. And there arose another generation after them, who did not know the Lord or the work that he had done for Israel. And the people of Israel did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, and served the Baals. And they abandoned the Lord, the God of their fathers, who had brought them out of the land of Egypt. They went after other gods from among the gods of the peoples who were around them, and bowed down to them. And they provoked the Lord to anger. They abandoned the Lord and served the Baals and the Ashtaroth. So the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he gave them over to plunderers who plundered them. And he sold them into the hand of their surrounding enemies, so that they could no longer withstand their enemies. Whenever they marched out, the hand of the Lord was against them for harm, as the Lord had warned, and as the Lord had sworn to them, and they were in terrible distress. So our passage today, if you've been following along with us, it sort of seems to go backwards chronologically and returns to the death of Joshua. We had initially read about this at the very beginning of this book, but we read once again that the people, we read about Joshua and how during his lifetime and during the lifetime of those in his generation, they served the Lord faithfully. Before verse 10, leading up to it, we see that Joshua and all the days of his elders who outlived Joshua, they served the Lord. But then we get to verse 10, and it says that there arose another generation after them who did not know the Lord or the work that he had done for Israel. And therefore, because of that, in verses 11 and 12, we read that the people of Israel did what was evil in the sight of the Lord and served the Baals. And they abandoned the Lord, the God of their fathers, who had brought them out of the land of Egypt. Once Joshua's generation passed away, this new following generation did not know the Lord. And instead they chose to go the way of the people around them, worshiping false gods and abandoning the Lord entirely, ultimately leading to their own demise. We see that they experience great distress because of this, because the surrounding nations end up actually plundering them and acting as the thorn that we read about yesterday, you know, like this constant enemy presence around them. Now, as I reflected on this passage, I was struck by two things. First, I was struck by how important it is for us to be a people who know God as we also remember what he has done. It's very important for us to remember what God has done in our lives and to be thankful for his provision and all that he is still doing, and all of those things must lead us to know him and love him more and more deeply. You see, we read in our passage that this generation, this new generation, failed to do that. Because again, verse 10, this generation did not know the Lord or the work that he had done for Israel. I think it's quite likely that the people knew at least something of and about God. You know, I think that if that hadn't been the case, then in our previous passage, when they said that they sacrificed the Lord and cried out to him, you know, they wouldn't have done that if they knew absolutely nothing about God. So this is not saying that they didn't even know who God was or that they had heard nothing about him. It's likely, actually, that they grew up in a culture of following certain customs and hearing about God. And so I wouldn't actually be surprised if this generation, though they did not know God or his works, they might have at least been familiar with certain stories or concepts. But the thing was that most likely it had lost all meaning to them. It's probably not all that different from how I, and maybe some of you listening today, may observe certain ethnic traditions without fully understanding the meaning or significance behind it. To give a personal example, growing up, and actually even to this day, my side of the family, which includes my parents and my grandma, They celebrate a Korean tradition called Chuseok every year, and this is essentially a mid-autumn festival. In Korea, culturally speaking, this is a huge major holiday, a lot like Thanksgiving is here in the US. And so this is a time where families travel to get together, regardless of where they are currently living, and they celebrate with certain foods and there are other customs that go along with it. To those who really understand this culture, so including my parents and my grandmother, there's a lot of meaning behind this. There's a lot of memories attached to it, mostly because of their experiences growing up. But to me, even though I've celebrated with them over the years, and even to this day, whenever I'm able to see them, even if it's over Zoom these days, it doesn't really resonate with me in nearly the same ways as it does for them. I might know what the day is about. I might, on a good day, remember what when this actually is, and it, means something to me, but it means a whole lot more to my family and many others. It doesn't hit me personally, but it has great significance to my parents or others of their generation or those in Korea. So in a similar way, I think it's quite likely that this is what this new generation of Israelites experienced. They might have known the what, that this God is out there, that he had done certain things for their ancestors, but they didn't really know why, or more importantly, they didn't know who he actually is. They didn't actually know God. They might have known of him or about him, but they didn't actually know him. And this led them to do what was evil in the sight of the Lord and abandon him, all of which, again, led to their own demise. So it's important for us today to not only know the deeds God has done in the past and also in our own lives, but to know God personally and deeply. It's important for us to remember all the things that he has done. Yes, to store them in our hearts and our minds, but to go beyond just simply knowing the information or the facts, but to know the one who has done these things, to know his intentions, his motives, which is all comes down to his love for us, to know him truly and deeply, and to remember all that he has done. So that's the first thing that really struck me. But the second thing that struck me is the need for us to tell of who God is and what he has done to all those around us. You see, the Israelites didn't just suddenly wake up one day and choose to abandon the Lord. This was a gradual process of years, likely even decades. And well, they got to this point because knowledge of the Lord hadn't properly been passed down to the generations. I don't say this to try to bash Joshua and his generation, but they are somewhat responsible for not passing on knowledge of God to the next generation. Again, I don't know exactly how things went, but I would assume that there is some level of responsibility there. The same thing can be said about us. I don't have the exact quote here, but I remember once hearing in a sermon something along the lines of this: every generation has the unique and non-transferable responsibility of sharing the good news with its generation. Every generation has to be evangelized. I remember that this general statement, this came from a sermon talking about the church, and it was getting at the idea that every church is just one generation away from closing down. If the next generation doesn't come to know the Lord, then that church cannot continue. Now, that might sound a little scary, but I don't say this in a fear-mongering kind of way, but rather to point out this reality. We see it in our passage here, that because this wasn't passed down to the next generation, because knowledge of the Lord wasn't shared in a deep and personal way, well, the people of God were led astray. And it's the kind of thing that happens also today in our churches, in our generations. We as followers of Jesus have a deep responsibility to share the good news with all people. It's our responsibility to go forth as Jesus commanded to make disciples of all nations, such that all people will come to know the Lord. So to wrap things up, my hope for us today as we reflect on this passage is that we would be a people who know the Lord deeply. Let's remember all that he has done and come to know and love him more and more each day. And as we do so, let's actively be witnesses for God and his kingdom. Let us, as individuals and as a church, share the good news with those around us through our actions and our deeds, so that we can all share in the blessing of our God. Let me pray to close this out. Lord God, we thank you for this word. And you know, admittedly, this is a very a heavy and sobering passage, just seeing how the people of God strayed from you. But Lord, help us to be a people who know you deeply and personally. That we would not only know of you and the things that you claim to have done in the past, but help us to really see you, know you personally, know your love, and learn to love you more and more. And as we do so, help us to be people who go forth and share about your goodness, about your love to all those around us. So God, show us how we can do this with our neighbors, friends, coworkers. Help us to encourage one another within the church to do this. And God, may we be faithful that all those around us may be blessed as we come to know you, God. So thank you, God, for this time this morning. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.